Thank you, Elizabeth. And now, back to the news. People living in the Heartsees area of Norwich are being asked to vote for their favourite healthy living project. The project has 7 ideas lined up to help people get active, eat well, and live a whole lot better. All of them are feel-good projects that local people have devised and want to run in their communities. Now, Heartsees Healthy Living needs to win over hearts and minds and find out which ones of the local people want to support. Bob Hines runs Cafe 33 in Heartsees and proposed one of the schemes. He said, "I think it's great that the council and NHS are doing this in Heartsees. It could make a big difference to people's lives." To find out more about the projects and to vote, visit www.tinyurl.com/HeartseesHL. Voting is open from December the 15th to January the 18th. You can also fill in a form in the Thorpewood Medical Practice, St Francis Church, Cafe 33 and the Norwich Vape Lounge.
A new batch of up-and-coming Norwich techpreneurs have made their debut at a launch event hosted by digital accelerator Tech Velocity. The accelerator, which helped its previous group of businesses raise £750,000 of investment collectively, aims to speed up startup businesses' growth from 5 years to 6 months. The new cohort of 4 companies pitched to a series of angel investors, large county employers and other small technology businesses at the event held in Norwich. Business to pitch at the event included Norwich-based Inlet, an insurer for the sharing economy such as a room in Airbub or a car used on LiftShare. They were joined by Norwich's Lexica, an insurance documents translation platform, which is aimed at speeding up the insurance payout process for injuries abroad. Following this was former Sync the City pitch, Memjo, an app aimed at people suffering with early-stage dementia or Alzheimer's, who can listen to playlists created by their families to prompt memory activity. Last but not least was an accelerator being supported remotely, Resumer, a student accommodation app based in London. "I think between these 4 businesses, we could help them raise about £3 million, Mr. Jones said. "But it's not just about raising investment. Our ethos is more about creating partnerships between startups and larger companies who find it difficult to nurture creativity inwardly."
Students in Norwich spread festive cheer among the local community while supporting a good cause with a special music event. The Thorpe St Andrews School held a concert of Christmas carols, readings and thanksgivings at the Norwich Anglican Cathedral, with members of the school's choir leading the night's musical entertainment, accompanied by the organ. More than 1,000 people attended the event, which was held in aid of the East Anglian Air Ambulance, EAAA. The Bishop of Lynn, the Right Reverend Jonathan Merrick, also attended. The evening raised £10,000 towards the EAAA's capital appeal to help build a new base near Norwich Airport.
Norfolk councils are to be allowed to keep more money raised from business rates, but cash-squeezed leaders warn a better long-term deal is needed, or services will suffer. Norfolk is one of the 15 English areas picked to take part in a pilot scheme to explore if allowing councils to keep 75% of business rates could spur economic growth. They currently only get to keep 50% and have to hand the rest back to the government. Community Secretary James Brokenshire announced the Norfolk pilot would run from April 2019 to April 2020 in the provisional local government finance settlement that details how much money councils can expect to get from central government. If the trial is a success, then the government could make it a permanent measure at a time when Whitehall is pulling the revenue support grant it gives to councils completely. Norfolk County Council budgeting for a 2.99% council tax increase next year, this week agreed to lobby the government to phase that grant out over a longer period. A spokeswoman for West Norfolk Council said, "We are pleased that the government has listened in respect of the cost of delivering services in rural areas."
Experts say there is high potential for Roman remains, including bodies, to be uncovered if a £9 million revamp for a hospital gets the go-ahead. Health bosses have lodged plans which would see the transformation of the Norwich Community Hospital site off Beauthorpe Road in the west of the city. The existing building would be knocked down and replaced with a five-storey hospital alongside a new care home, care units and worker accommodation. Norwich City Council will make a decision on Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust's application in due course. But if permission is granted, then Norfolk County Council's Historic Environment Service has signalled it would want to see a programme of archaeological mitigation, including digging of trial trenches. That is because it's recorded that a Romano-British burial ground was discovered at the site back in 1861, while a Roman cremation urn was found by workmen in 1980. While excavations in 1994 and 2009 found no evidence of further Roman activity, CGMS Heritage, which was asked by the NHS Trust to draw up a report on the site, said further remains cannot be discounted. A spokeswoman for Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust said, "We are aware of the archaeological potential of the site and would expect there to be planning conditions linked to any planning permission, requiring investigations to be carried out before the construction of the new hospital begins. This is typical of development sites and forms part of our overall development programme. We are not anticipating that this would lead to any delays to the overall timescale of the project."
"I've smiled so much my face hurts," laughed the lady sitting next to my son after singing her heart out in the closing moments of Aladdin at Norwich Theatre Royal. She wasn't the only one. This is a show which really delivers the panto goods in plentiful supply, with laugh-out-loud comedy set pieces, plenty of knowing local in-jokes, sparkling choreography and musicality, and if that's not enough, there are adorable baby pandas too. A shout out to the Central School panto babes. As ever, in the Theatre Royal's pantomimes, the chief sources of energy are Richard Gauntlett, who takes the dame role of Widow Twankey, and Ben Langley as an adorable wishy-washy. The pair own the stage whenever they're together, and they know exactly how to press the audience's buttons, making the entire auditorium erupt with laughter. It's Gauntlett that writes and directs the show too. This is his 18th year in pantomime at the Theatre Royal, and his unique interpretation of the Oriental fairy tale Aladdin combines simple but brilliant stagecraft with some spectacular set pieces. The flying carpet routines in particular were wonderful. The love story between Aladdin, Stephen Roberts, and Princess Willow, Anna Hannades, sits at the centre of the show, and both are hugely likeable and add a real touch of class to this production.
And that's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from Tony Stimpson and
Paddy Watkins.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a second seasonal feature.